And the next poet is Adna McChesney.
I'm going to read from my book, Discover the Music. I hold the dry reed and discover the music in the hollow stem. We meet so seldom. Let us enjoy this hour. It will not return. How different we are. You are you, and I am I. And I like us both. I unlock the door. Anticipate the moment when I let you in. Warming the teapot. Imagine with the water spouting a spider. The gale fiercely blows. Clutching to my window, a tiny brown bird. Your hand warm in mine, we walk on new fallen snow in total silence. Perched on a gray branch, body quivering with sound, the spring's first robin. Reaching for the sun, the peony bud opens and opens, blushing. Peacock in spring air, spreading iridescent fan, the peahen cowers. A yellow flower held in the beak of a bird flying to his mate. I know I am late. The dewdrops on the leaves are on the underside. Oh, my heart, be still. If you keep pounding in my ear, I can't hear a step. How it shouts to me, silent message of aging in the long mirror. Once too solid flesh, is fast melting into flab. Oh, Hamlet, what now? Mime Marceau creates images on walls of space. I see them, don't I? Midnight thunderstorm. In one bright flash of lightning, I see the whole field. Snug on mother's back, slowly rolling with the waves, a fuzzy duckling. Casing the windows, looking for an opening. Two huge gypsy moss. In the lake waters, caught in its gentle ripple, the huge mountain moves, settling with her bags. She curls up in a corner to sleep on cement. August afternoon, facing me on window screen, dried shell of locust. All my loneliness expressed in the empty chair. I thought you would come.